Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alan, how are you today, sir?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We're good. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us talking baseball. Obviously, want to get into the Padres situation, where they're at right now, but let's start with the World Series. I think we all thought it's one of the greatest ever, maybe the greatest ever. I'm curious what you think. And where does this leave the Dodgers now? How should we categorize them, or is it too early to do that? Do we need a little more time to go by?
Well, if you ask them, they are in the thick of a dynasty.
If you ask them.
They see it.
That's why I'm asking you, Alden.
I don't want to ask them. Look,
I'll
tell you what. You're going to hate this, but I don't really disagree. Like, that's three titles in 6 years. That's the first team in 25 years to go back-to-back. And I would argue, too, that to go back-to-back in an era with so many playoff rounds, I mean, the Dodgers had to win four playoff rounds to win the World Series. And you saw how that World Series was and how close it was. It is hard to win a championship. And when you layer that on top of just their dominance in the National League West, winning the division 12 out of 13 years, I mean, what they needed over these last few years was they needed to stack championships on top of their regular season success. And now that they've done that, and oh, by the way, they have deeper pockets than anybody else, and their farm system is still rated top five in the industry, and they have obviously all this talent. Like, I'm not saying they're just going to keep winning every year, but they're going to be in the thick of it for years to come. And I think we're going to look back on this and think, like, this was an era that was dominated by the Dodgers. To the chagrin of all those people in San Diego, it's just the reality.
Yes, unfortunately,
yeah,
Alden,
we can't. It's hard to argue. You didn't leave us much room for argument.
There's
Alden.
No room for argument.
Lots of chagrining down here.
Alden, let me ask you this. I mean, you look at how the season kind of unfolded for the Dodgers. They were missing, what, four-fifths of their rotation early in the season. Whether it was planned or it just worked out that way, can they run it back and do it in the same way? Can you risk having a Blake Snell, a Glasnow out for the first half of the season, and then only to get the best Shohei Ohtani, who's going to be healthy for the first time coming into next season? Can they do it the same way, or does it have to look a little bit different? A little bit of luck was on their side this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I do think it has to look a little bit different, but I don't think it needs to look different in the rotation. I actually think it needs to look different offensively. Because, I mean, look, yeah, Tony, you're absolutely right. Like, starting pitchers break down. But when you look at what they have for 2026, I mean, they're not going to, unless they could go trade Tarek Skubal and then the entire industry will just sort of blow up and, like, everybody will stop playing baseball. I don't think that they're going to target much for their rotation. You mentioned it. It's Blake Snell. It's Tyler Glasnow. It's Yoshinobu Yamamoto. It's Shohei Ohtani. And then beyond that, though, you have Emmett Sheehan. You have Roki Sasaki, who they hope to move back into their rotation. You have guys like Gavin Stone and Kyle Hurt and a bunch of younger guys that we've forgotten about because they were recovering from injury. So their starting pitching depth is going to be a major strength. My question with the Dodgers, well, number one is going to be the bullpen. They have to address the bullpen. It was a disaster this year. They won in spite of it. in many, just like they won in spite of the rotation the year before. But my bigger question, too, is the offense. This is a team that is older. Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, they're getting older. Even Shohei Ohtani, Max Muncy. Do they look to supplement there? And more specifically, how aggressively do they look to supplement there? They could use another bat. They've already been linked to Kyle Tucker. I personally don't see them giving Kyle Tucker a 10- or 12-year contract, as some people have projected. I see them as a team that might be sort of on the periphery. If his market sort of doesn't materialize the way he wants, they'll be there. But who knows? I mean, we've seen the last two off seasons, they just go out and get whoever they want. And they don't care who gets mad about it. They just go do it because they can. So that's what I'm going to be interested in looking at is, in addition to their bullpen, do they address their offense? Because I don't think that they could run it back with exactly the same group.
Adlin Gonzalez is with us from ESPN. And from your mouth to God's ears, Alden, please let the Dodgers give somebody to have a solid number eight hitter in the lineup rather than, people like Tommy Edman and automatic outs like that. All right. Anyway, Dodgers, it was exciting. There's no question. And everything you say is true, whether we want to admit it or not. But let's turn to the Padres. A, are you hearing anything, manager? Because nobody seems to be. It's down to them and the Rockies as the only two left. And why do you think it's taking so long? Could it have something to do with the fact that they haven't extended A.J. Preller? Or are they just, making sure they, go through the paces here? What is the thinking around baseball?
I'm really not sure why they haven't made a decision yet. I wonder if maybe some of that might have to do with the fact that, maybe there were members of the Dodgers staffs or Blue Jays staffs that they wanted to interview after they were done with the World Series, but I don't know that to be sure. What I've heard is what's been reported. I saw that Kevin Acey reported this as well, that it's Nick Hundley and it's Ruben Niebla and it's Albert Pujols. And I think at the end of the day, this hiring might ultimately tell us who's making the decisions here. Right. Yeah. And I don't know whose guy is whose, but I do wonder about whether it's going to be A.J. Preller, who, as you mentioned, is on the last year of his contract, or if it's going to be ownership or somebody like Eric Grubner, who's closely tied with ownership, who's going to make the decision. And I do wonder, and I don't know this to be sure, but I wonder if that's part of the struggle right now in terms of who wins out, who gets that job. But I will say, in the meantime, there was news today that Victor Rodriguez, your hitting coach, is joining the Astros.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge loss. I think Victor Rodriguez is one of the best hitting coaches in baseball. And I think he made a big impact on that lineup in terms of how to adjust to hitting in that ballpark. And I will say this too, if Ruben Niebla doesn't get the manager job, it would be really important for them to keep him as their pitching coach.
No doubt.
And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but like I thought Ruben Niebla and Victor Rodriguez were two of the best at their jobs. They were major assets on that coaching staff. So the hope would be, I think especially for Ruben Niebla, who's one of the most well-regarded pitching coaches in the game. I know he wants to manage, but that might be part of the thinking too with the Padres is, they don't want to lose Ruben Niebla in any capacity. Maybe that pushes them to give him the manager job. But this is a big decision. Look, and if it's A.J. Preller who ultimately makes this decision, he's not going to get to hire another one. This is going to be it.
Yeah.
So he's got to get it right.
Yeah, Alden Gonzalez joins us here, ESPN, and you're 100% right. I agree. Both Victor and Ruben are two coaches that are as good as it gets in this league. You already lost one. Do you have to keep the other? In order to keep the other, does he need to be a manager? They got a lot to sort out. Let's talk a little bit about actual free agency now that the season has ended. Who do you think is the biggest chip? I mean, obviously Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber's out there. Who do you think is the creme de la creme at the top?
Well, it's Kyle Tucker. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's going to get the biggest contract. The combination of just how great a hitter he is, along with the speed and the defense, and the fact that he's going to be, I think he's 26, 27 years old as a free agent. I mean, that's prime age to be a free agent. So the big question with him is going to be health. He's had some bad injury luck these last couple of years, but he's going to get the biggest contract in free agency, there's no doubt. Outside of him, probably Cody Bellinger, is a big one. I think this free agent crop, I think, sort of lacks the big headliner, right? Like, there's no Juan Soto. There's no Shohei Ohtani, obviously. But it's really deep in power hitters.
Yep.
Tony, you mentioned a couple with Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso. And I think it's really deep in starting pitching. And I think that's a good thing for the Padres because, look, I mean, I don't need to tell you guys, but they need starting pitching. I think that's going to be their number one, two, and three priority going into this offseason. I will be interested to learn if, and maybe AJ Preller could answer this at the GM meetings next week, if Mason Miller or Adrian Morejon are going to transition into the rotation in order to make up for some of that. I don't know. But with Yu Darvish not pitching next year, recovering from UCL surgery, Joe Musgrove coming back from Tommy John surgery, a lot of other unproven guys in that rotation outside of Nick Pivetta, they need to go after starting pitching. And, you know, luckily for them, the free agent market is replete with starting pitching. The question with them is going to be, though, how much money do they have to spend?
Aldin Gonzalez, fantastic insight, as always. I got a couple minutes left, if you don't mind me stealing it. Because you said 1, 2, 3 on the starting pitching, but I think a lot of fans think number four then would be a power hitter. You know, either DH or, you know, first base. And let's just say Alonso and Schwarber. Now, first of all, we on this, me, but I think us, we love Schwarber, and we've seen him hit so many titanic blasts at Petco Park that we don't worry about him being able to hit in this ballpark. I looked up Pete Alonso, though, Alden, and I don't know if you know, gone this deep on it, but he's had 66 at-bats at Petco Park, and he's had one home run here, and he's hit 182. Does that ever factor into, like, if the Padres were close with Pete Alonso, would they, you know what I mean? Could that turn the tide? And do you think Schwarber would have any interest in coming to the West Coast if that were, you know, the way the Padres could afford to go?
I'll answer the Schwarber question first. I think any team that's trying to get Kyle Schwarber is going to have to outbid Dave Dombrowski and the Phillies because I think they might retool that lineup in other ways, trading Nick Castellanos, maybe trading Alec Bohm. They might get a new catcher because JT Realmuto is obviously up there in age. But Kyle Schwarber has proven to be such an integral part of that group that I would think that they're going to be really motivated to bring him back. So I think that's going to be an uphill climb for everybody else. In terms of Pete Alonso, I mean, look, those types of numbers are relevant when you're talking about a place like Petco Park, where you have seen hitters go there and struggle. And there is a certain type of hitter who can thrive well at Petco Park and certain types of hitters who can't. But look, I mean, Pete Alonso has proven not only that he's one of the game's most prodigious power hitters, but that he's also somebody who, like Manny Machado, he posts.
He doesn't miss time.
He plays every day. And so it's been tough to see that the industry hasn't really treated him as such. I would think he would have gotten more love. But just, like, power-hitting first basemen are just sort of have fallen out of favor for whatever reason. But I will say, in terms of the Padres, for me, it keeps going back to how much money do they have to work with. Pete Alonso's looking for a 5-year contract, okay? And that's going to be a 5-year contract that's going to be with an AAV of – just spitballing here, $25 to $30 million annually. So when you have Machado tied long term and Tatis and Xander Bogaerts, like, that makes those deals really, really difficult. Unless you're going to elevate to Peter Seidler territory before he passed, I don't see that happening because their other assets are not really movable, right? Unless you're trading Tatis, which obviously I don't see happening. So I don't see how they make room in the budget for somebody like that unless it's on a 1 to 2 year deal. And given how last offseason went for him, I don't see Pete Alonso settling for another 1 to 2 year deal.
I like the fact that Aldin Gonzalez is really smart and really informative. I just don't like what you were smart and informative about today. Because I was really feeling, you know, a little hopeful that maybe we could steal Schwarber or something. But
I could lie to you if you'd like.
No, I don't. Exactly. I love it, man. No, I don't want you to. But, yeah, it's the reality. It's the reality. We'll see where it goes. Thanks so much again,
thanks,
as always,
Aldin.
We'll see you down the road.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.